For our final stop, we are where the Colossus of Rhodes once stood. In 304 BC, the people of Rhodes were saved from a terrible siege. This was a great cause for celebration, as it was their third attack to threaten the island in only 30 years. The people were so grateful that they decided to build a huge statue of the sun god Helios, who was also the patron god of their island. The statue was funded by the sale of military equipment left behind by Demetrius Poliocrates, who with an army of 40,000 troops had mounted an attack on the capital city. Construction of the 106-foot bronze statue, which became known as the Colossus, began in 292 BC and lasted for a total of 12 years. The statue stood on a marble base beside the harbor and was built using bronze sheets and shaped sections of bronze over an iron framework. Despite the best efforts of the sculptor Charles of Lindos, the Colossus remained standing for less than 60 years, making it the shortest-lived monument of all the Seven Wonders. It was destroyed in a powerful earthquake in 226 BC, when it broke at the knees and crashed to the ground in pieces. The shattered remains were left where they fell until 654 AD, when Arabs who had invaded Rhodes sold the bronze pieces to a merchant from Syria, who carried them away on the backs of 900 camels. Not a single part of the Colossus survives today. For your final questions, which of the Seven Wonders shown in this tour would you choose to visit? Why? And based on what you have learned, what would you include in your list of today's wonders? How would you make your selection? Later in groups and as a class, we will decide what our seven modern wonders will include.